My name is Azim Amir and I'm an A-level student at Rochdale Sixth Form College. I've had a visual impairment since birth, and in May I completed the 10k run with a guide runner for the first time.
Well done. And now, that's not enough, is it, this 10k run? What are you doing now?
I'm planning in on September the 10th to become the world's youngest blind person to complete one of the toughest events on the planet, Tough Mudder.
You're a bit of a glutton for punishment, aren't you? Why are you doing it? Why is it so important?
It's just the fact that challenging myself is something that I've always wanted to keep within me, and the bigger the challenge, the more hard work I have to put into it, but the more enjoyment and the more happier I'll be at the end of it.
Yeah, and like Tough Mudder, for people who don't know what it is, what do you actually do?
It's basically it's a 12-mile run. This year it's in Cheshire, and it's a 12-mile run through a lot of mud, and there's 20 obstacles in the way that you've got to get over, and stuff like you get electrocuted and you've got to go through ice, water, and yeah, it's pretty intense.
It sounds really intense. It's making me tired. So what training have you been doing?
Well, the type of training that we're focusing on is CrossFit. So it's bodyweight exercises, a lot of sit-ups, pull-ups, and work with weights. And it's not usually your usual gym stuff. It's more hands-on, and we're lucky enough to be getting helped out by a gym in Oldham called CrossFit OL1.
You're raising money, aren't you, as well?
Yeah, we're raising money for the Manchester Royal Eye Hospital and the Manchester Hospital's charity, which is it's a charity quite dear to me. The motto that we're using is basically giving back something to those who have helped thousands see something instead of nothing. And especially dear to me because for the last 17 years they've cared for me and my family and they've offered a lot of support, so that's really good.
You're pretty amazing, aren't you, what you're doing? Your family must be really proud of you as well.
I'm lucky to have a good unit back at home, and they're always supporting me and they're always backing me and they always want to know what's going on because I'm a busy guy, so...
You're a record breaker as well when you've done this.
Fingers crossed if I can complete it.